can start. So, welcome to FirstCon, first talk in the database room. Yeah, MySQL versus MariaDB versus PostgreSQL. My slides, the legal stuff, my slides belong to the talk and are not, have no standalone meaning. That's very important, especially on talks like this. So, who am I? My name is Susanne Holzgräfe. I'm grown up in Northern Germany, and today I'm living in Bielefeld. I'm still PostgreSQL developer since 2000. And then I got a job at MySQL. I worked as MySQL developer until they get Oracle. And I left later on. I worked as senior consultant for PostgreSQL after that, made my PhD. And today I'm a freelance consultant trainer for MySQL, MariaDB, and PostgreSQL, and also for IT security and data privacy. Yeah, that's small for me. I'm still a member of ISO SQL Standard Committee. Yes. So, yeah. The differences between MySQL, MariaDB, and PostgreSQL, what do you think? What do you have in mind? What are the major differences? Any ideas? No. Yeah.
PostgreSQL is
a no, it's not only SQL. Yeah, but Elasticsearch belongs to PostgreSQL, it's an extra tool. So I only will consider here, that's very important, what you can get for free and what the vendor is, the community only, so only the core features, because there are lots of features for all outside and most of here. Yeah, the different formatting, yes. You wait for... Huh? Yeah. That's what we found too, so... So, there's a very important main difference. It's a license. MySQL and MariaDB are GPL. MySQL client library is GPL. MariaDB client library is LGPL. And PostgreSQL is BSD. So that's very important because you might have to look which license do I need or is the license compatible to my software, to the rest of my software. There are GPL and BSD sometimes don't like each other. When you just need the client, you might want LGPL. So license always is a main topic when deciding which database system will I use for my software or will I use. When you just use it for your own company, the license doesn't matter, but when you want to ship software which needs it, you need to consider the license. The second is more or minor the vendor. MySQL belongs to Oracle. MariaDB, there's a MariaDB company. PostgreSQL is community only. I mean here the development. So the most development for MySQL at the moment is done by Oracle, from MariaDB is done for MariaDB, and PostgreSQL is community only, so they are volunteer developers on PostgreSQL. That's the most important. You have lots of developers at PostgreSQL who founded companies and offer services like support, consulting, training, offer tools for PostgreSQL, and so on. But the core development is community only. When you consider which system I want to use, you may be asking for support and services. You have commercial support. You can get commercial support for MySQL from Oracle, from MariaDB, today. And from PostgreSQL, there are different developers offering like Quadrative, it's in Germany, like me, of course, like Enterprise DB, Second Quadrant, that are the three biggest ones. And of course, people like me, freelance, former developers who offer commercial, no, I don't offer support, I just offer services, who offer support. Commercial services, like training and consulting, and MySQL, okay, Oracle made an outsourcing from the MySQL consulting and training, so today you have other companies for a service, for commercial services. MariaDB is the same, MariaDB offering support and training by own developers, by own people. And by PostgreSQL, that's what I already said, there were developers offering training and consulting like me and a few others. The language spoken in support in MySQL and MariaDB, it's English. They both, I'm not sure for MySQL, or we wasn't sure yesterday if MySQL still offers support in Japanese. So Japanese is an exclusion. Also at MariaDB, they also offer it in Japanese. And yeah, in PostgreSQL, because the developers offer support, it can happen that you have support in different languages. So when you have a book support from Quadrative, you will get it in German, for example. Also, there are French companies or Italian companies offering it. So, but there is no whole company offering it. The service languages, so language of consultants and trainers, because MySQL, I don't know, it's unknown because it's outsourced companies. MariaDB has supporters, has consultants and trainers speaking German too. So they are German, and of course in Germany they speak German to the clients. And the same with PostgreSQL. So when you book me, of course, I speak German if you want it, I speak English if you want it, and we can talk about speaking lower German, but that's a question. So, but yeah, they're also French and Italian and what you ever want. So the language isn't plain English. Commercial services, you have other commercial services on all three with varying knowledge. So not offered from developers or from former developers, some from other people. So the knowledge always is varying. Community support, you can get a very good community support for all three from on IRC, on Freenode IRC, it's channel MySQL or channel PostgreSQL. And there are forums and mailing lists, and you get, on IRC, you usually get very fast answers. And there are channels also in different languages. It depends on the developers, if they are online and in your language or not. So, releases or release cycles. PostgreSQL is releasing yearly. That can be annoying because it's very often when you are, I'm also have a client where I'm a DBA, and it's annoying, oh hell, it's again a new PostgreSQL major version, you need to upgrade. And yearly there's still 9.6 is the actual version, but usually I see at hosters, I often see 9.2 or 9.3, mostly still 9.2 in production. So you see this yearly can be very fast and or too fast, too often. It depends. Others say we want yearly. MySQL and MariaDB major releases every few years. Not yearly, every 4 years. I know MySQL in past has had yearly too, but at the moment I looked it up, it's every 2 or 3 years, a new version. Minor releases, I just looked into the versions and counted the months of years, so from the release date, how much upgrades they had, how much minor releases they had, and just made a calculation. So I figured out MySQL minor releases around about every second month, every 8 weeks. MariaDB around about every 6 weeks, and PostgreSQL around about every 10 weeks. So they all just get out a minor release when needed, not really always after a month. In past MySQL has had, we always have a minor release in monthly minor releases, but that not anymore, also just when necessary. End of life, community end of life support is 5 years in all. Long time support, so end of life means bug fixes for older versions. Long term support, by paying money, you will get from MySQL 9 and more years. So there is between 5 years and 9 years, and then you can 9+ years. So it depends what you pay. The same, you will get long-term support on MariaDB. On their website, it's just written that you need to call and ask for it. So it's possible. MariaDB isn't so old, so they not pointed out how long. At the moment, it's possible for all versions they have. So most versions not end of life any at the moment. Yeah, and PostgreSQL, there were companies offering fixes for older versions. I know minimum up to 10 years. You might find companies for more longer, but it depends. So you need to ask the single companies, but lots of have this in their offer it. Documentation. You will find online documentation for the supported releases from all. For older releases, you will find them on Oracle websites, but it's very hard to find. I Googled 30 minutes until I found the 5.1 German documentation, so it's really hard to find. As I said, MariaDB not yet has an end-of-life release, so but it's expected from who we know the developers and we know the owners, so it's expected that they will do it like MySQL before they get Oracle, that they just let all documentation online and you have an archive. PostgreSQL, you can get all documentation. It's online. Documentation on German. MySQL just is trying it. It's under process. MariaDB, sorry. MySQL just has one for 1.5. So 1.5 was released in 2008. And a full German documentation for PostgreSQL. The last one was in 7.3. It was in 2002. We tried it later on to translate the MySQL manual, the PostgreSQL manual, and we gave up after 3,000 pages or so because it's so much. So books from developers. That's the. I didn't see any books from developers after MySQL got Oracle from MySQL. There are MariaDB books from MariaDB developers, and there are PostgreSQL books from PostgreSQL developers. So that's the difference. Distributions and packages. This slide is very easy. I just listed the most important distributions. Today, MariaDB, when you install MySQL, you will get MariaDB on Debian, on Fedora, on CentOS, on Red Hat, on SUSE.
on Ubuntu.
And when you want the Oracle MySQL, you need to download the package from Oracle. And Oracle don't have a package for, not a specific package for CentOS. It's a Linux package, but not a specific package for CentOS. A PostgreSQL you get with all versions, so it's all distributions. Windows, you can have packages for Windows here. macOS, just MariaDB, not really has a package for macOS. There's Homebrew, there's MacPorts, and when I need MariaDB on my MacBook, I install it in a VM, in a Linux virtual machine, because, yeah. So there is not really a simple to install package. Now we came to the technique. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes, but when you look, it's just that you can install it just by install it from the distribution. That was it. You also can download PostgreSQL packages from the PostgreSQL download PostgreSQL.org. Is it? So, technique SQL. There's one huge difference between PostgreSQL, Informix DB2, and MySQL MariaDB Oracle. That's what the database. So you see it here, PostgreSQL has a database schema table. MySQL starts with database schema, that's same, and table. I learned that Oracle not has a schema, that in Oracle users are a schema, so that's very crazy. But you have one more hierarchy here. That's the main difference. And that's always when I see a PostgreSQL guy chatting with a MySQL guy, they're talking about databases, or I sometimes see that they totally talk. They have different definitions of database in their minds. So now I have a long slide with lots of differences. Between here, I just placed MariaDB MySQL and PostgreSQL. MariaDB has MySQL dsafe. That means when the server is down, it starts immediately, will be restarted. Can be annoying too, but also has a reason and is good. MariaDB or MySQL has different storage engines. We all know it. PostgreSQL, the main difference is DDL transactions, was you always hear. PostgreSQL is data definition language transactions, and also DCL also works, but MySQL just DML transactions. PostgreSQL has lots of procedure language, so you can write procedure language in PLPGSQL, in Perl, in PHP, in whatever else, in lots of languages. You can write procedures in both in C. C always works. You can write procedures in functions in MySQL, in SQL, like it's given in the ISO SQL standard. It's not implemented in PostgreSQL. And when you ask me, when I write a function in PostgreSQL with PLPGSQL, yeah, it's like Murphy, I think, shit. In SQL, it would be three lines, and in PLPGSQL, it's very complicated. When I write a function in MySQL or MariaDB, yeah, it's vice versa. I think, shit, in PLPGSQL, it would be three lines, and in SQL, it's more complicated. So I know both, and I think it. When you have a balance, it doesn't matter if you take SQL or PLPGSQL. It both had advantages and disadvantages. Yeah. MySQL has auto-increment, or only auto-increment. PostgreSQL has sequences. MariaDB and MySQL will have sequences soon in not yet released versions, not yet GA versions. So I just recognized what's in GA. PostgreSQL has the pghba.conf, the host base access. That's an access list, which user is allowed to connect to which database coming from which host, and IP addresses. And MySQL, the host belongs to the role, so that you have 5 or 6 roles or users for the same database or for the same schema, when you have 5 or 6 different or 2 different hosts from where they come. That's a huge difference. When I learned MySQL, when I started working for MySQL, I needed 3 days to understand it, that it not works like in PostgreSQL. So that's something you need to, that's difficult to understand. And I had colleagues in MySQL, they had it vice versa because of the users. And when I have in my trainings, when they come from Oracle, there's a difference. So users and roles, that's different. In PostgreSQL, each object has an own owner. Has an owner. In MySQL, they don't have an owner. When you install MySQL, you don't need a configuration file first. So when you want to tune or whatever else later on, you need, of course, to write a configuration, but you don't need one. In PostgreSQL, there will be the PostgreSQL conf configuration, and all variables that you can, that you are able to configure, are already in this configuration file. So you don't need to look up in the documentation what the hell was the name from this variable. That's in MySQL, you started it from scratch and you always need to know how the variable is named and need to look it up. What I forgot at the users, you have role inheritance at PostgreSQL, you don't have it at MySQL. Inheritance, MyOMB and MySQL not really have it like PostgreSQL. You can have a master-master, you can set up master-master replication on MariaDB MySQL, that's not possible on PostgreSQL. You have different group by and index behavior in both systems. You have vacuum, PostgreSQL has a vacuum, it's doing redo while MySQL is doing undo, redo undo like Oracle. Yeah, and PostgreSQL has a cost-based planner and optimizer. That are the main differences you might consider from the both. Features, just what I see used most often outside. JIN and GIST indexes. Index container just belong to PostgreSQL. Common table expressions. MariaDB has common table expressions. MySQL don't have common table expressions. Check constraints. It's always asked check constraints. MariaDB now has check constraints. MySQL not yet. Window functions. I was surprised when I looked it up, that MySQL still has no window functions. I thought they are there, but similar. It's lots of MariaDB has it already, but MySQL still under development will come with the next release, yeah?
As far as I know, MySQL 8 has
window functions. As I said, but 8 is not released yet, not GA. There's another pool of threads. It's new in MariaDB. PostgreSQL not working with threads anyway, so it's process-based, working totally different. And pool of threads, that's why it's in here. MySQL has it, but only for commercial, as so in the enterprise release, not in the community release. backup restore. You can use dump on all. I think you all know one of the systems, so the dump is existing and it's working quite similar on both. You sometimes need to look up an option, but dump is working. You have great hot backup. And here I said, okay, MySQL and MariaDB, there's extra backup from Percona, which is quite similar to the hot backup from PostgreSQL. There was the Inno backup, Inno hot backup, but that's commercial on MySQL. So you need to pay for it. And cost-free is just the extra backup from Percona. But it exists. Restore data dir to different platforms. That's a feature. MySQL and PostgreSQL is no problem to take your data dir from Windows system and install it, restore it on a Linux system. That's not working on PostgreSQL. You have restore single tables. In PostgreSQL, it just works with a dump. In MySQL and MariaDB, it also works with a physical backup. I'm not really sure if there are tools outside. I heard there's under development on PostgreSQL from other companies restoring tables from physical dump too, but it's still under development. So, transaction log archiving. And here you have an advantage. In PostgreSQL, you just need to configure it. In MySQL and MariaDB, you need to manually think about how to archive my transaction logs. That means you need to write a shell script. So it's not so difficult, but anyway, you need to think to something. And in PostgreSQL, you just need to configure it, and it works. Yeah, Jörg said it already. Cluster, there is a community-based. I just considered community-based here. MySQL, there's MySQL cluster, but you only get the package. As soon as you want to get support or services or something else, you need to buy MySQL Cluster Enterprise. Galera from MariaDB. What I found is Postgres XC developed a similar cluster system for PostgreSQL, but it looked like it's very under development. So cluster still is a problem. But I also have to say, cluster, in my opinion, NoSQL means not only SQL, and when you look to the features on the lower levels, it's not SQL anymore, it's NoSQL. So it's a question if it belongs to the relational database systems or not really on the SQL. So they all speak SQL, but it's not only SQL.
You are missing the Galera SQL combination, because you also get those packages from Galera.
Ah, yeah. So Galera also is, yeah, of course, Galera is working for MariaDB and MySQL. I just wanted here to show there is MySQL cluster. That was but you're right. Galera is working with both. Yeah, replication. We have physical replication. MySQL calls it row-based, same MariaDB. And at PostgreSQL, row-based is default. So it's the binary log transfer. Then we have the logical replication. MySQL calls it statement-based. You can configure it in PostgreSQL. Then the synchronous replication. My husband said yesterday, what do you want to say with it? And he read the slides. And MySQL just has semi-synchronous replication. In PostgreSQL, you can configure from asynchronous to total synchronous replication. That means when you have a replication of two servers. Two servers is okay. Usually you have more. They always will wait until the data are stored on the disk on both servers. So that means when the network failed, it waits forever until the network is back. So it's not enough that the second server have the information in the WorkMem, in the RAM. It really needs to be stored on the server, on the machine, on the disk. So that's synchronous, that's full synchronous, and you can configure it in PostgreSQL. I think there are 9 different levels of synchronous replication in PostgreSQL. Set up with master downtime, that's also a feature that you always want, and all three, you can do it on all three by using hot backups. So the most was when you set up a client, a server, a replication, or a new slave, always is that you need the data directory, and you can do it from hot backup so that your master won't, that you don't have a downtime on your master. Another replication from or to different platforms. There are really people outside, they want to replicate from Linux to Windows, or vice versa. On MySQL and MariaDB, you can do it physical and logical. On PostgreSQL, you just can do it logical. Replicate to higher versions. To lower versions with luck, but usually won't work, so because of new features. It can work, but not really. Be careful. So replicate to higher versions. The typical scenario you want to upgrade. So you upgrade your slave. It also has the higher major release as your master, and you need to replicate. So, and that's working on MySQL and MariaDB, both row-based and statement-based, no problem. On PostgreSQL, it only works in the logical setup. Upgrade without all server down. Yeah, that was the typical what PostgreSQL always got. You can't upgrade a replication setting without all server down. And that's why I have it in here. Today, it's possible also in PostgreSQL to upgrade, make this upgrade scenario I just told, so that you always have one or two servers up and can upgrade the other by using logical replication. In MySQL, it works with physical and logical replication. Yeah, and the master bypassing master. So you have two masters set up as master-master replication, having a co-sync, and then just switch the IP from one to the other. That's not possible in PostgreSQL because you can't set up by the core features a master-master replication. You can get master-master replication also for PostgreSQL, but not shipped from PostgreSQL. So that's all. So the summary is no system is perfect. It's up to you to choose the system that fits best to you and your application. Because when you balance the advantages and disadvantages, you are almost on the same level. It depends what you want to need. If you really won't have master-master replication, if you will find a tool for others. If you want, what was it? Galera cluster. Do we have it? Gin and Gist, or the OpenStreetMap guys also make lots of stuff with MariaDB, for example. So without this index stuff. And, we still have, what's that? We still have, questions.
Are any of the features of Postgres that are unique?
report, which allows you to just hammer in random JSON, have it indexed, and basically we chase MongoDB and all this stuff with something safe. What's really awesome is notify listen, so you can just have an event listener, and if something happens, you can, for example, send stuff to some external process, and with that you can set up really interesting trigger setups.
The events you have in MySQL, MariaDB 2, and I should, he also said, just for the stream, said that PostgreSQL has a little bit more features for JSON and JSON, there's in JSONB, so that's right, but MariaDB also is very fast and very quick and very good on this JSON stuff already, so MariaDB is very fast in getting all those features missed. So I don't know about MySQL, Jörg, do you know it? JSON and MySQL?
5.7.
Yeah.
JSON including and the generator columns in which you can use JSON functions to extract data.
Yeah. So MySQL also, so Oracle also has JSON, and so that's what, yeah? Ah, Sergey, I didn't saw you. Thank you. So, yeah, 5.7, since MySQL 5.7, it already has JSON and JSONB. So, other questions? Yeah?
How are the full-text search capabilities?
How what?
The full-text search.
Full-text search, okay. That was a feature. So, you have a great full-text search on MariaDB and MySQL. That's the reason why you have Google and Facebook and whoever else is using MySQL, MariaDB. On PostgreSQL, it has full-text search too, but there are lots of other tools for PostgreSQL using full text search together with PostgreSQL. So one of it is, I had the name today morning, somebody asked me, something with E, the name. Yeah, T-Search, you have T-Search of course, but there is this extension, something with E. Somebody mentioned it today morning, I forgot. Elasticsearch.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, that's a totally different setup.
Yeah.
Because then you have to use the events to synchronize the data.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I said I won't talk about full text search. Because it also works excellent on PostgreSQL, but it's a little bit fully different, yeah. Do you have any questions? Did I forget anything that MySQL?
No.
Yeah. Oh, hot backups and my ESAM, okay. I when I talked about MariaDB, MySQL, I thought about the transactional storage engines and not the not storage engines.
Full hot backup needs a MySQL schema as well, which you can't backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my ESAM and hot backup in it's also in MariaDB, so it's yeah. So I heard that MySQL get rid of my ESAM already in 2008, so seven. So yeah.
In fact, the hot backup done by the owner is a backup. Will also include MySQL database, MySQL schema.
But how do they do that? They can't do something on
the data. They lock it for that period.
Yes.
As the MySQL schema is typically changed very rarely, it's in the practice it's very stupid.
Yeah, but
you're right.
Yeah, but if you do such tables with VCOM, and if you're running on a non-built E database, you get a huge problem with that because you wait for each table to get free, and then it locks the table.
You can
Okay. Discussion here about my ESAM hot backup.
In practice, it's very rare that it matters. In theory, you're right.
Yeah. More questions? Any more questions? No? Okay, I didn't have had more slides. We thought about more and yeah. I still have time. Yeah, but we are done. So you have more time to meet.